Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel, Hamas war
affects us at home.
Higher tariffs,
illegal alien sex offenders,
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The sky.
Republicans hold the House majority. Look, they got the trifecta, as they're saying. The House, the Senate, the executive branch. Yeah. What do you say? Just like you say to your kid that's given an opportunity. Don't screw it up, because Republicans have done that before. And we'll see moving forward. Questions about some of the picks, one of which I'm going to address right now. Welcome our friend Louis Valdez, Florida rep for Gun Owners of America. Louis, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It has been a very interesting week so far already, hasn't it?
It sure has. And I want to pick your brain on a couple things. But first, you question Senator Rick Scott's Second Amendment credibility through the red flag law after Stoneman Douglas. He was the governor. He signed off on it. Okay. So you were not real happy with him. But I looked up John Thune, who was the secret ballot pick from the Senate to be the Senate Majority Leader. And if I read this right, Gun Owners of America gave him a rating somewhere between 50% and 69%. Help me out here.
Yeah, Thune has been in Congress now since, I think, going back to 2004. So he has a longer record in office than Rick Scott. So he's voted and done more things that we definitely don't approve of. Now, in Rick Scott's case, part of his record comes down to he's only been in office since 2018. There hasn't been a lot of gun legislation for him to vote in favor of or against. And the stuff he has voted in, that he has voted on, has mostly been in favor. But here's the thing. We also tie in Rick Scott's time as governor of Florida. So his time in Congress is different than Florida. Governor Scott, when Rick Scott was governor, he got a D from us. He got a very low rating. So it basically balances out. Thune is not a Second Amendment advocate or champion. Neither was Rick Scott. Neither was John Cornyn out of Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it could be somewhat troubling either way. In Rick Scott's case, because it's easier to follow his career, having lived in Florida the entire time, well, basically, that he has. I think he has grown in terms of his understanding of the Second Amendment and just his conservative cred overall since being governor, which, other than a couple of things, he really did a great job. But it's your job to pick these things out. That's what you do at Gun Owners of America, and we appreciate that. Here's the other thing that concerns me. Thune and Cornyn were both Mitch McConnell butt kissers, frankly. And so I don't like the secret ballot thing. They must have talked, because really they should have split the vote between Thune and Cornyn. They're very similar. And then Rick Scott, clearly the guy who has been following and supporting Trump, should have been the guy if they truly believe they're going to follow the Trump agenda. I think already they're going to try to put up some roadblocks, and they're going to try to do it quietly. Some of the entrenched ones, and I include Cornyn and Thune in that group. What are your thoughts?
Well, this might be a repeat of the 2016 to 2018 time period again. Republicans had a trifecta, and not much got done. If you recall, this is getting away from the Second Amendment, but when it came to repealing Obamacare, for years and years and years with Republicans under the Obama administration, they kept passing legislation knowing Obama would veto it. Miraculously, they get the trifecta, then it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have a history of constantly snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, they do. And I don't know what it's going to take for them to, you know, really read the memo. Trump won overwhelmingly against all odds, against government lawfare. Everything they threw at the guy, the people, overwhelmingly want him. I mean, what's it going to take for the other Republicans to get on board? And really, I mean, what is it? They're just, I guess they want to protect their little piece of turf. And okay, you can comment on that if you want, or we can move on.
No, I'll make one small correction on that. It's not that Trump won. The American people won. They sent a mandate to D.C. They sent a message loud and clear. And that message is they're tired of an authoritarian elitist attitude in D.C. that rules over the people, that tells them, we are your betters. We know how to do things. That's what where the people won. And they sent that message loud and clear. Trump is simply the avatar of that message.
Yeah, okay. And I'll give you that. I like that. Now, a recent pick, controversial, for Attorney General, Florida's Matt Gaetz. And there's been, you know, controversy following him, investigations, allegations that, frankly, are not pretty. And so I wondered, I scratched my head, and I like most of the Trump picks, but this one was difficult to make sense. And then I got a few insiders here and there and pieces of information that very well paints a picture of Matt Gaetz as kind of a possible victim of the Department of Justice, similar to what they were trying to do to Trump. So I guess, are you familiar with all this? What do you think about the pick? And then specifically, as Attorney General, will he be a good advocate for 2A?
Well, in terms of all of the lawfare that's been waged against him, some of it is completely, you know, I'm trying to say it correct since I know I'm on the air. I was not going to say one of my favorite words, which I can't. But let's just say a lot of it was bull. In terms of him as the pick for the Attorney General in the Second Amendment, Matt Gaetz has a stellar record as a Second Amendment advocate and defender. Someone like him as the Attorney General would be fantastic, especially if he could either get confirmed or appointed through a recess appointment. Because I think Matt Gaetz could literally be the type of guy that we could go to and say, hey, remember how in 1968 there was an NFA amnesty for machine guns and short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns? Let's do another one. And he might actually do it.
Do you think we'll get suppressors to be, you know, mainstream and legal for the average, you know, law-abiding citizen?
Something like the Hearing Protection Act, of course, is what we're pushing. That, again, goes back to Congress, along with national reciprocity. Our strategy with that is, you know, now that there is a majority in both chambers, is to get legislature passed. And the issue that we'll have now, just like we had back then, was the 60-vote rule involving cloture to get something passed in the Senate. When Mitch McConnell was majority leader, he didn't bring up national reciprocity for a vote for cloture because there wasn't 60 votes. But Mitch McConnell didn't do what other Republicans did back in the day under the Obama administration, if we remember, with national park carry. They attached that as an amendment to must-pass legislation. It was a credit card reform bill that Obama needed desperately. And they attached it to that, and they basically poison-pilled the bill and told Obama, either you sign it with pro-gun legislation attached to it, or you don't get it, period. And it happened. So Republicans can do something similar. They could attach it to a tax bill. They could attach it to a budget dream bill. There's a number of ways that they could play the maneuver game and bypass the Democratic minority that won't give them the 60, the amount of 60 senators to vote for cloture.
So they have the power, that they have the numbers to do a lot of things. We'll see if they follow through, and I know you'll be on top of it. That's why we love connecting with you. Luis Valdez, Florida Representative for Gun Owners of America, thank you once again for your time, sir.
Thank you, and again, you guys are a shining beacon of liberty in these dark and troubling times on the airwaves. Thanks for what you do.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.